This is Prince Rara from Know the Culture, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
The English Montreal School Board, or EMSB, is in election season. On November 3rd, voters will be able to vote for commissioners in their school districts and vote for a chair. There are two candidates running for chair of the EMSB. The current chairperson, Joe Ortona, is seeking re-election after 4 years, and he's being challenged by the president of the English Parents Committee Association of Quebec, Catherine Korakakis. CJLO spoke with both candidates about their respective visions for the school board. Here is Joe Ortona speaking about his decision to seek re-election.
Look at where we were 4 years ago when I became the chair, and look at where we are today. And by every objective metric for which you would use to measure the success of a school board, we are in a better situation than we were 4 years ago. But we have the highest success rate in the province of Quebec. 95.9% of our students are graduating.
And here is Catherine Korakakis talking about what got her into the election.
A lot of parents asked me to run, and after careful consideration, I wanted to throw my hat in the race. And there was some stuff that happened throughout the year where I thought I could do better.
Back in 2020, the provincial government's Bill 40 abolished school boards across Quebec. English school boards went to court and argued this act was unconstitutional. The EMSB won, but the Quebec government is appealing the case. The legal process is expected to drag on. One of the things Premier Legault has cited as a reason for abolishing school boards is low voter turnout in board elections. Some in the Anglophone community have stressed the importance of a high voter turnout, but Chair Ortona doesn't seem too concerned.
Using the turnout or the fact that there are a lot of acclamations as an argument to justify abolishing school boards is not something I buy into. The community cares about our institutions. This is the only one that is controlled and managed exclusively by the English-speaking minority, and they're constitutionally protected.
And here is Korakakis speaking about the importance of voter turnout.
Everybody has a voice, and the way that you exercise that voice is to vote. And it's so important that the schools are democratically elected, because then they represent the community they serve, right? You're electing people that you think have your voice and want to do the things you want to see happen with your children, right?
The EMSB is also fighting the province in a few other areas. Bill 21, which prevents schools from hiring teachers and staff who choose to wear religious symbols, and Bill 96 regarding the strict French language laws. Both candidates have said they will continue these legal battles. Here's Korakakis.
There's other people, other groups taking the government to court. It's not just the EMSB. Any one of those people wins the battle, everybody wins.
And here is Ortona addressing some of those legal pursuits.
English school boards have the right to preserve our linguistic culture. We have the right to preserve our language, and not only for it to continue to exist, but to be able to thrive.
Korakakis says one of the main reasons she got into the race is mental health.
So for me, it is important and paramount that more is done at the school board level that then trickles down in the schools to help students with mental health, their families. It's super important. That is a paramount importance for me, and not enough is being done. One of the things we would do is more partnerships with the public sector, workshops for parents, creating safe spaces for students.
For Ortona, a vote for him would be a vote for continuing the EMSB's track record of improving student success rates.
But there's a whole makeup of things that happen that allow the success rate to be what it is. It's about how much importance we place on education, how much importance we place on children with special needs, children with IEPs, to ensure that they don't fall behind.
There are candidates running for commissioner positions in each school district. Voting day is Sunday, November 3rd from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Those eligible to vote should be receiving voter cards in the mail.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases, and I'm your host, Sam. I just forgot what I was going to say. Oh, gosh, my mic is moving on me. And hello? Okay, there we go. We're going to start off with a little chit-chat like we did last week. Starting off with, how was your weekend? Hope everybody ate some really good food. Also, if you hear noise in the background, there are, and I met them, they're lovely. There's first-year students who live in the dorms here in Loyola, and they are taking advantage of the fact that the school is basically empty, and they're exploring the Loyola campus, and many of them are discovering CJLO. I've been like sitting by the door and being like, hey guys, this is the radio station, and they're so freaked out that there's a person here, and they're all like wearing pajamas and really were not expecting me, but it's okay. Free promo for the show, but also maybe a little background noise. But anyways, okay, that was weird. Someone's screaming. Oh my god. Okay, anyways, okay, so before we get into the music, I'm going to talk about the funding drive, as if you haven't heard enough about it, but I'm going to talk about it again. I talked about it last week, but I just want to go over it again, because for those of you who may not know, this is my last year at Concordia, and this will be my last ever funding drive. So, sorry, there's people talking the whole way. This is my last ever funding drive, so it'd be really appreciative if you guys listening had any interest in donating, if you guys could donate to the show. I've loved having, donate to the radio station, but like on behalf of my show. I've genuinely loved everything about CJLO since I joined it. I joined in COVID. There wasn't a lot of people. I've made like a little community of people. It's so lovely to see everyone here at the station and going to events. And I've done tables like at clubs fairs, service fairs, and open house, and like talking to people about the radio station. Like, I don't know, brings me so much happiness. Like, I really do love it here, and I love my show, and I love the team. And we love Cam, who's like the program director or station manager. He's one of the two, but Cam's great. Shout out to Cam and Aviva and, oh my gosh, everyone here at the administration. Like, thank you guys so much for this. And radio and the station, like, would not be what it is without them, but also without you guys for donating and keeping us going, because the rest of the money comes from student fee levies. But things can be opted out of, and etc. So we wouldn't really exist without you guys, and you guys listen. So basically, if you want to keep listening, you don't have to, but you should donate, because like, we're dependent on each other. This is a codependent relationship. You feel me? You want music, we need money. You know, it's pretty simple. But anyways, it's also not just about the money. Like, there's so many things that are happening for you guys that the station is putting on during the funding drive, which is October 11th to the 26th. So there are two ways to donate. You can donate to receive gifts, or you can donate for tax receipts. Now, all this information can be found on the website, cjlofundingdrive.com. Donating for gifts gets you like a bunch of cool things for different things that you donate. And donating for tax receipts is obviously for a tax receipt, donation credit, all that good stuff. There's also a raffle. Every person who donates to CJLO will be entered in a raffle to be drawn once the funding drive is over. For every $5 donated, one ballot will be placed in a raffle. So if you donate $50, that's 10 entries to win. You can win things that cross over comics. You can win gift bundles like merch, vinyls, CDs. There's cinema bundles. There's escape room stuff. There's Cineplex stuff. There's Drawn and Quarterly bookstore things. There's Moto Yoga. There's literally all kinds of stuff that you guys can win. And there's also events. So I don't know if people were listening before, but Dreamscapes was live from the CJLO Bob Ross paint night, which ran from 5 to 9 downtown. I wish I could go, but I couldn't because I had to be here. But it sounded great. Up next, we have the Gamera movie night at Cinema Public, which is this Thursday, October 17th, from 8:45 to... What's 2045? 20 minus 12. Oh, sorry. 2045 is 8:45. They just put it in 24 hours and normal. Okay, well, Thursday, October 17th at Cinema Public at 8:45, there's going to be a screaming of Gamera, Attack of the Legion. Then this weekend is our DJ party at Nouvelle Establishment. Dance floor hits and proceeds go to our community radio. Tickets are $10. The party starts at 10 and it's going until 3 a.m. Okay? It's going to be fun. I'm not sure if I'm going to go, but I'm going to think about it. I actually need to figure out how to get a ticket. Hey, Cam, if you're listening, how do I get a ticket? I'm going to email you. And then there's also Halloween Trivia Night at Grumpy's, which is October 21st at 7:30 p.m. at Grumpy's Bar. There's going to be... It's hosted by Michael from the CJLO Cinema Smackdown. And the trivia is all about Halloween. So do your spooky homework. And you can win prizes at the trivia night from some of our sponsors, which is amazing. And this event is like completely free. So we love free stuff. And then there's also a concert booking and promotion workshop hosted by Worst Dad Ever, Kick Drum, and CJLO. Entry is $10 or pay what you can. There's more information about that. Oh, it's on October 3rd, 24th. And then we have the all-nighter broadcast. I'm actually going to try and take part of this. On Friday, October 25th, the CJLO staff and DJs will be participating in an all-night broadcast from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. There will be someone here in the station, like, we're going to be here all night. I'm going to try and participate, and I'm very excited. So, that's a bunch of information for you guys. But what I want you guys to know is I'm going to be posting on my social media, my Facebook and my LinkedIn, Sam Moffitt Sands, Samantha Moffitt Sands, more information. If you want to donate for merch, that's so cool and so slay of you, and thank you so much. If you're going to donate for a tax receipt, which I think a lot of the people that I know who will be donating are, this is some crucial information that you need to be listening to, okay? When you make a donation of your tax receipt, you need to send me a screenshot of that like receipt donation so I can see your name and the amount total, because I need to send that to the station administration so that they can count it towards how much money my show has raised. If you're going to donate for merch, please also remember to mention Hitting All the Bases as the show that you're going to do it for, or whatever show that you want to support. And one more thing, in addition to all of the fun stuff that you can win at the raffle and like events from CJLO and all that stuff, I am making my own rewards. If you donate $5 to $10 and you send me confirmation of this, whether it's for a tax receipt or otherwise, I'll give you a shout out on the air. But you guys, if you're donating for tax receipts, I literally cannot reiterate this enough. You need to screenshot that receipt and send it to me. So there will be information about it on my LinkedIn and on my Facebook, Samantha Moffitt Sands. My name is in my Spotify, which is linked on my CJLO show page. So you can find it and get information on how to send me the screenshot for your tax receipt. All right. Donating $10 to $15 wins you one song choice or dedication and custom message for the person that you're dedicating the song to. So you can either be like, hey, girl, I want to play this song, or hey, girl, can I dedicate this song to somebody and can you wish them a happy birthday or something like that? Donating $15 to $25 gets you two song choices or two dedications in one show. Donating $25 to $35, you can create the playlist for the show, like working with me. Donating $35 to $50, I'll make a 1-hour playlist for you. I just need to know the occasion or the vibe that you're going for. Donating $50, if you are local, you can come down to the station with me and you're going to run the show and I'm just going to be here switching things over, but the show is yours. Donating $60 to $75, I'll make a mini cake. I can make them gluten-free and dairy-free. Donating $75 to $100, I'll make a 2-layer cake, also gluten-free and dairy-free option. And if you donate $100, I will make a small custom abstract painting for you. I am an artist, in case you don't know. I have a website. I'm going to... It's also my name, just .com. So similar to my Facebook and my Instagram, or my Facebook and my LinkedIn, Samantha Moffitt Sands, but it's just .com. So you can look at stuff there. All of these things are just more incentive for you to donate. So not only do you enter into the CJLO raffle and get merch if you donate for merch, or get a tax receipt for those like taxi credity benefity things. Not really all that up and coming with all the taxi stuff. You also can win things for me should you desire. But please, 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 please make sure if you're donating for a tax receipt or you want to donate for any of the awards that I have just mentioned that I am doing myself, you need to send me a screenshot of your donation and I need to be able to see your name and the total. If you're donating for a tax receipt, that needs to be sent to me regardless, okay? If you don't know how when you're listening because you're friends with my parents, you can send it to them, okay? They will be happy to receive that and forward it to you. Mom and Dad, I've just voluntold you for this position. So sorry, but that's the way it's going to go. So that's all that I have to say right now. We're going to go into an ad break, and then we've got three songs. We've got Brave New World by Stairs, Gaza Is Calling by Mustafa. Actually, we're going to do four songs. Brave New World by Stairs, Gaza Is Calling by Mustafa, and Pregnant by Girl With Dream, and Tell by Girl With Dream after our ad break. Okay.
It's that time of year again. CJLO's annual funding drive is taking place from October 11th to the 26th, and as always, we've got some exciting events planned over both weeks. So grab a pen and get ready to mark your calendars. Tuesday, October 15th from 5 to 9 p.m., join us downtown at the Hive Cafe for a free Bob Ross paint night. Come make art and listen to music picked out by our DJs. All art materials will be provided. Thursday, October 17th at 8:45 p.m., join us at Cinema Public for a screening of Gamera 2, Attack of the Legion. Tickets are $12 and can be purchased in advance at cinemapublic.ca. Saturday, October 19th, come dance the night away at Nouvelle Etablissement for a Funding Drive DJ night featuring Cashboy, Sinella, Public Appeal, and more. Tickets are $10 at the door. Monday, October 21st at 7:30 p.m., come on down to Grumpy's for Halloween trivia. This is a free event and is always highly attended, so be sure to form your teams ahead of time and arrive early. Wednesday, October 23rd at 6:30 p.m., join us at Le Petit Urs, formerly known as URSA, for a concert booking workshop hosted by Montreal promoters Worst Stat Ever and Kick Drum. Entry is $10 or it's pay what you can. Friday, October 25th, there'll be a special all-nighter broadcast from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. featuring a rotating cast of CJLO DJs and special guests. So be sure to tune in at cjlo.com or 6090 a.m. I'll be there and you're going to want to hear what we've cooked up, I swear. We hope to see you at some events. Stay tuned at 6090 a.m. or cjlo.com. And for more information about our funding drive, you can go to cjlofundingdrive.com.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
All good beginnings. Need some variation. Tune into REVC with me, Maxwell. It's something different every week. Mondays at noon on CJLO 1690 AM.
We'll be right back. standing before us. We'll eat everything those red hands feed us. I want to move to the city.
just can't all for our thought. We may have room, the alleyway so fill rain. I say I hate you under my breath, what is left? A halt to the blue. In the yard, feeling bizarre, like I'm flown from afar. On the floor, you reach for more, and I pull away. Not much to say, we were torn apart from that day. A sudden scar upon my heart, made to replay scenes from between. What a life that I can't say. So I'm counting the day. You are not born
back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's run through those first three songs. We started out with Brave New World by Stairs, released October 11th, 2024, off the album Predict Forget. Stairs is Montreal's number one electric mystic rock group, and the band is comprised of four musicians, and they're actually Concordia students, so we love that. We love supporting local, but we love supporting even more local, which is students at the school. Then we had Gaza is Calling by Mustafa, released September 27th, 2024, off of the album Dunya. Mustafa is a Sudanese-Canadian poet, singer, songwriter, and filmmaker from Toronto. From my research, Dunya, the name of the album has a few meanings. It means lower or lowest or nearer or nearest. And in Islam, Dunya refers to the temporal world and its earthly concerns and possessions. I'm going to go into a little bit more about this musician, Mustafa, because I was reading about him and I was like, wow, I feel like I need to share this with you. So Mustafa grew up in Regent Park in Toronto, which is one of the city's oldest housing projects. And growing up, he experienced gun violence and street gangs and just an all-around rough upbringing. His career started in 2014 with poetry. He was profiled in the Toronto Star when he was 12. He later joined a Toronto artist collective called the Halal Gang, and in 2016, he was appointed to Justin Trudeau's Youth Advisory Council. In 2018, he performed at Nathan Phillips Square at the Fast in the Six Festival. He has collaborated with Valentino, the Fashion House, and in 2019, he released a short Canadian documentary film created for the Canadian hip-hop community that discusses losing people due to increasing gun violence and homicide rates in Toronto. In the last decade, he's co-written songs for The Weeknd, Camila Cabello, the Jonas Brothers, and Taylor Swift has sampled some of his work. And he's co-written for Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber the songs they did together. I think it's called The Monster. Since 2020, he's been releasing music as like a full individual artist under the name of Mustafa. He used to go by the name as Mustafa the Poet. All of his work is created with some kind of significant backbone. So people that he has lost to gun violence, like friends and family. In 2023, his brother was actually a victim of, his older brother was a victim of a daytime shooting in Toronto. And people he grew up with in Regent Park are a lot about what he does. And most recently about the genocide in Gaza, as well as the civil war and violence that's been going on in Sudan for a long time. He actually, in January of this year, did a fundraising benefit for Gaza and Sudan, and they raised all kinds of money for charities and foundations. There was like 35,000 people at the arena. It was live streamed. It was great. But anyway, so that's Mustafa. We listened to Gaza Is Calling off of his new album, Dunya. Then we listened to two songs by Girl With Dream. We started with Pregnant, and then we went to Tell. Pregnant is an instrumental song released October 4th off of the album, also called Tell. And it's pretty short, about 35 seconds. Then we listened to Tell, also off of the album called Tell. Girl With Dream is the solo project of Chris Lawson, the bassist in Montreal's art rock group Dresser. Girl With Dream uses breezy and delightful indie pop stylings to showcase her insightful songwriting. All right, up next we're going to listen to Heart Shape Rock and then Rule Number 34. And then I'll be back. We're going to talk some more, all right? So, let's get you guys going with Heart-Shaped Rock by Devero.
Taking our time and rolling away, going downtown like an old dog, picking up stones and hot shaped rocks. Work it out, let's work it out. Yeah, work it out, let's work it out. And maybe we will. Out. Woo!
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and we're going to run through those two songs. We have a bit of a different format today. We started with Heart-Shaped Rock by Devero, released also on October 4th. Seems like it was a very popular day for dropping new music. And it's off of the album that's also called Heart-Shaped Rock. Devero is a Canadian singer, songwriter, and producer from Moncton, New Brunswick. He's also working on building a songwriter's retreat on the south shore of Nova Scotia, I believe it is. Devero wrote this album by typewriter, by candlelight, and by solar power on an old converted school bus in the woods, like without any cell phones or without connection to the internet or anything like that. He had people around him and all kinds of stuff, but it was like a completely technology-free situation, which I kind of love. This album is about caring less about the things that don't matter and more about the things that do and the wisdom to know the difference. I actually got that off of his Facebook page where he talks about this album, which is really interesting. And then we listened to Rule 34 by Fish in a Birdcage. This was released in April of this year as a single, and Fish in a Birdcage are based out of Calgary, Alberta. They are a modern renaissance and electronica to folk songs. The name for their band comes from the idea that the fish is like a completely able-bodied and fully functionally and great creature with the potential to fly, just not in that environment, aka in a birdcage. A fish flies in water because it swims, you know? Like a bird doesn't fly in the water, it flies in the air. Also, a bird can't fly in a bird cage because it's a cage. But anyways, I just thought that was an interesting story to their name. Up next, we have two more songs, then we have some ads, and then we're going to chat some more. We're going to do a bit more funding drive stuff for people who might not have heard it in the beginning of this show. And then I also decided that every time I come in, I'm going to tell you guys what I'm currently reading, because I read a lot. If you didn't know, that's also something about me, is that I read a lot. And I'll also just catch you up on my life, because I didn't really do that in the beginning. I just kind of got right into the funding drive stuff. But anyways, our last two songs for the night, we have Walking After Midnight by Patsy Cline and I'll Be Seeing You by Billie Holiday. So let's get you guys going with Walking After Midnight by Patsy Cline.
Out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way. Saying I love you, I'm always walking after
But I'll be Chaperone, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
PECI, the third album from Montreal-based psychedelic pop rock group Wizard, is coming out October 18th on Lisbon Lux Records. Wizard returns with a bold new installment in their discography, following up their 2016 album Starfish Buffet and 2019 EP Supernatural Mystics. PECI, which is an acronym for Projet d'Eternel Café Internet, is their first primarily francophone album, blending their signature indie dance sound with psychedelic synthetic production. Join Wizard on October 18th at La Sauteranea, where they'll be celebrating the release of PECI alongside Radiant Baby. Tickets available now. For more information about Wizard and their new album, visit at Wizard Music on Instagram or LisbonLuxRecords.com.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Thursday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Thursday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Thursdays at 2 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. And let's get into those last two songs before I talk a little bit. We started with Walking After Midnight by Patsy Cline, released as a single in 1957. The song was written by Alan Block and Don Hetched. He's got a H-E-C-T-H, Hetched. And recorded by American country singer Patsy Cline. The song was originally given to pop singer K-Star, but her label was like, nah, babes, we don't want it. And Patsy Cline was like, I'll do it, girl. And then we had I'll Be Seeing You by Billie Holiday, released also in 1957 off of the album titled Billie Holiday. This song is pretty popular, and it's about missing a loved one. The music is by Sammy Fain, and the lyrics are by Irving Cahal, and it was originally published in 1938 and was inserted into the Broadway musical called Right This Way. The title of the 1944 film I'll Be Seeing You was actually taken from this song at the suggestion of the film's producer, and this song is included in the film's soundtrack. All right, let's get down to business. Let's get down to business, to defeat. Okay, so for those of you who weren't here at the beginning of the show, from October 11th to the 26th, CJLO's annual funding drive is back in action. That means it's happening right now. We're in full swing, baby. Here's what you need to know. There's a website. It's called CJLOfundingDrive.com. Has all of your information. There are two ways to donate. You donate for gifts, t-shirts, mugs, tote bags, fun cool stuff, or you donate for tax receipts. If you donate for tax receipts, whether it's on behalf of my show, Hitting All the Bases, in which I would literally love you forever and ever and ever, you must send me a screenshot of your donation with your name and the amount in the screenshot, like of the receipt. If you donate for gifts, you don't have to do anything. Every person who donates is going to be entered into a raffle that will be drawn once the funding drive is over. For every $5 donated, you get one ballot. If you donate $50, you get 10 entries. The raffle has all kinds of comics like crossover comics bundles, Lisbon Lux bundles, cinema bundles, escape room bundles, Cineplex bundles, bookstore bundles, comedy bundles, yoga bundles, all kinds of stuff. There are events. Tonight was the Bob Ross Paint Night. Coming up on Thursday, October 17th at 8:45 p.m., there is a cinema public screening of Gamera 2, Attack of the Legion. Tickets are $12 at the door or online at Cinema Public. I think it's .com or .ca. This Saturday at Nouvelle Establishment, we have the CJLO Funding Drive DJ Night. Tickets are $10 at the door. Party starts at 10 p.m. and it lasts till 3 a.m. Basically, you get to club and donate money, which we love. Then we have the Halloween Trivia Night at Grumpy's on October 21st at 7:30 p.m. at Grumpy's Bar. This is a free event, so always highly, highly busy. People go. Find your team and show up early to get your seat. Then we have the Concert Booking and Promotion Workshop in collaboration with Worst Drum Ever, Worst Dad Ever, and Kick Drum on Thursday, October 24th here at the station. And then on Friday, October 25th, the CJLO staff and DJs will be participating in an all-night broadcast from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. We're going to be here all night. That's that. In addition to all those fantabulous things that you can get from the station, like the events and the raffles, I am doing my own prizes. Should you desire to win one of these prizes, you must send me confirmation of your donation. In addition to, you always need to send me confirmation of your tax receipt donation. If you donate $5 to $10, you get a shout out on air. If you donate $10 to $15, you get a song choice or a dedication and custom message for that person. Donating $15 to $25 gets you two song choices or dedications in one show. $25 to $35, you get to create the playlist for the show in collaboration with me. Donating $35 to $50, you get a one-hour playlist. Just let me know the occasion or the vibe, and I'll make you a playlist. $50, if you're a local, you get to come into the station and do the show. I'll just press the buttons. $60 to $75, you get a mini cake. I can make cake gluten-free and dairy-free. Donating $75 to $100, you get a two-layer cake. Also, can be gluten-free and dairy-free. You donate $100, I'll make you a small custom abstract painting. Okay? You want any of these things, you need to give me proof of your donation. I want screenshots. Whether you donated for merch or you donated for tax receipts, I need screenshots. If you donate for tax receipts, I need screenshots regardless. That's the information for the funding drive. I will be posting all about this on my Facebook and my LinkedIn. And you can head to my website, SamanthaMoffitsHands.com, to see the art that I do if you're interested in donating $100 for a painting. My LinkedIn and my Facebook, also SamanthaMoffitsHands, will have all the information and links for you to donate. If you don't know me personally, but you know my parents, you can email them the screenshot of your donation for a tax receipt if you're going to donate for a tax receipt, and they will send it to me. All right. I said I was going to tell you guys what I was reading. Currently, I'm reading Anita DeMott Laughs Last by Xochitl Gonzalez. It's actually really good. It's about like a fictional artist and her husband. And then her husband, well, she's dead. I'm not going to spoil it, actually. She gets found dead, and then it's like tragic, and then disappears. And then there's this girl who, like, literally not even 10 years later is at university and like gets romantically involved with a well-connected older student. And then as she's like, you know, finding her footing in all this, she discovers Anita DeMont's story and kind of freaks out because it parallels her life. And it goes back and forth between the girl in current day, her name is Raquel, between Anita DeMont and Anita DeMont's husband, Jack. It's actually really good. I wish I could have finished it, but it was Thanksgiving this weekend, so I did a lot of eating and not a lot of reading. I didn't read it all on the plane, actually, which is very odd. But yeah, I feel like that's all I have to say. If you're even questioning at all why you should donate to CJLO, just remember that your donations keep the lights on and keep our show going. And let us do this. Let us continue to do this for you and for the community. There are people who write stuff for our online like magazine and newspaper. There are people who come in and organize all of the music. There are bands who come in and record and play stuff. And it's just an amazing space for a lot of people, and your donations are really appreciated. So you want to give us your money is basically what I'm saying. You want to give us your money. Anyways, that's all for me. I will catch you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. This is CJLO, and I will catch you guys next week.